This is Ingrid Millington speaking to John Ward about his early life in Hambleton. First of all, John, could you tell me where did you live?
Holly Cottage, which was then on Station Road,
yep.
Which they changed to St Mary's Approach.
Right.
For some unknown reason.
The powers that be. Right, who did you live with?
My mum and dad and my sister.
Right.
Which was mum and dad were Lena and George.
Yeah.
And sister was Jean.
Right. How did you come to live in Holly Cottage?
It used to be Grandma's house, Grandma Anson's.
Yeah.
And it was left to my dad in a will.
Right.
So it was willed to him, and they got married in 1948 and moved into the cottage then.
So you were born and bred Hambletonian?
Yes, I was actually born in Holly Cottage in 1955.
Oh, right. And what did you know? You didn't obviously know your grandma or any of your grandparents?
No, I never met them.
Right. So
sadly, they'd all gone.
Right. So who told you about the Anson family?
I think it was just general family chit chat.
Right.
As you do, you sit and talk.
And the family had photographs?
Yes, Mum. We didn't really see the photos till Mum passed away, but we've got a box full of photos with old Anson family in it.
Right, that's what we will really like to see.
Yeah.
But going back to your childhood, what do you first remember about life in Holly Cottage?
Being taken to work on Lister's farm.
Right. Oh, by your dad?
By my dad. My dad worked for Alan Lister, and if ever I wanted anything, I had to go on the farm and earn half of what it cost for a new bike or whatever.
Right.
And I had to earn half the money on the farm.
From the age of 14, 13?
Oh, no, I was younger than that.
Really?
I was working on the farm from being about 10.
Really? Mind you, a lot of it wouldn't be mechanical then,
no,
would it?
No, but Alan Lister, God bless him, we used to break the law. I was driving his car and tractors when I was 12. We used to do
typical.
Then.
Typical, yes. Yeah. It was well known.
Yeah.
So you kind of self-helped.
Yes.
Your mum was stay-at-home mum, looking after
most
the family?
Most of the time. She used to help at certain times on the farm with potato harvest and picking potatoes, and she did work in the little village shop for a while.
All right, yes, yeah.
She worked in there, I can't remember the names, it was a Mr. and Mrs. Buckle.
All right.
That had it.
Right.
And when
would that be about? Would that be before Joan's dad had it? Joan Lamb?
I think the Buckles took the shop off the Lambs.
Right, okay, yeah.
I think I'd started work and Mum was at home by herself, so she just started doing a few hours in the shop
just to get out for
it got to a few more and a few more and a few more.
So till basically she was nearly put full time. Typical.
Yeah.
So you went to the primary school.
Yes.
Who did you pal up with? Who were your mates in primary school?
I should imagine the main ones would be Tony Riley and Andrew Thompson.
Right. And Andrew obviously still lives in the village.
Yes, I still see Andrew.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
I haven't seen Tony for a while.
Yeah. Can you remember your teachers?
I can remember Mrs. Hall.
Yeah.
And there used to be a standing teacher come. I can remember her. She was called Mrs. Irish.
We all remember Mrs. Irish.
Oh,
she
used
Irish.
To come with a dog.
Yes.
And then there was a Mrs. Middleton used to come as holiday relief.
All right.
For an odd week or two.
All right.
Now, there was Susan Middleton and Christopher Middleton. Well, it was their auntie. It wasn't their mum.
Right.
Who was a teacher who used to, only maybe 2 or 3 weeks a year.
All right, yeah.
She would just come and stand there.
Where did she live? Did she live at Gateford?
I think she maybe did live at Gateford.
Right. When you were at school, it was obviously the old school opposite the church.
Yeah.
Big classes? I don't think
there were big classes. From what I can remember, there would maybe be about 20, 25 at the most.
All right. Oh, that's not mad, is it? Now, no. To say that there's quite a lot at the primary school now. I mean, the village when you were small was nothing like it is today.
No, it isn't. I mean, even I knew just about everybody.
Yes, yeah.
You could go on holiday and not lock the door and you were safe.
Yeah, yeah. What did you do as a pastime? You know, were you not at school? Did you just work or did you... Was the Cubs, was the brownies for girls?
I never did anything like that. I used to go to the youth club.
Right.
And from being about 13, Peter Spence got me playing cricket for Monkfriesen and Hillam.
All right.
Played cricket with Peter.
Yeah. The village didn't have a cricket...
The village didn't have a cricket team then.
Right. Did you have a football team, can you remember?
We had a football team, a very poor football team, but we had one. And we used to play in the Charles Rice League.
Right.
And it was Alan Ray had a lot to do with it. And
right.
Malcolm Carmichael.
All right, yeah. All right.
Who taught me to drive later on.
Yes, I think he taught half the children in the village.
Yeah, and then the next generation, it was Neil.
Yes, yeah. No, it's... I haven't seen Neil for years, so I don't know. I don't know if he's...
I haven't seen him for years, but so. I've been told he made himself very ill.
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
into bodybuilding.
All right.
And really? Pumped all sorts of stuff into him. He got enormous very quickly.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Which isn't good.
No. So it's you spent your time on the farm. How did you... What were you expected to do when you were working?
I had to feed the cows, muck the cows out, look after the calves, make sure there was diesel in the tractors.
Right.
Just
Where were the cows kept? Were they kept in that?
They had a full yard at the...
Is that the front?
Right at the front, onto the main road, behind that stone wall. That was the full yard.
Right.
And they would come out of there... across the road into Bob Jagger's field.
Right.
And we could walk them through Bob Jagger's field.
Yeah.
And then the next few fields were listers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But he used to allow us to walk the... Well, allow us to walk the cows through.
Was your dad the only... Was your dad the only person that worked for Alan?
No, for a long period of time. Kenny Spence.
Right.
Worked there as well.
Oh, good. Oh, didn't know that.
Kenny Spence works... Oh, Kenny must have worked with my dad for... at least 20 years.
I thought it was Kenny's dad that worked for them. I know that
his dad did used to appear like at harvest time to help out.
Right.
But no, Kenny worked there full time.
Oh, right. I can remember your mum at WI and times I used to go around when she was baking. She was always really, really happy. She always seemed happy.
Well, when it came to all the things where she made the cakes to go on the stalls to sell, it got to the point she had to make an extra one to drop off at Mrs. France's house.
Really?
Because Mrs. France, in later life, couldn't make it to all the different things.
Yeah.
But she loved Mum's cakes.
All right.
So when it came, she would always pay for it.
Yes.
And the money had to go to the charity, whatever it was for.
Yes.
But she had to make an extra chocolate cake for Mrs. France.
Really?
Oh, when I was at primary school, if Mum was busy, she used to meet me from school and I stayed with Mrs. Franz for a couple of hours on a night.
All right, yeah. No, I remember going one day and your mum was busy and she must have been, she was making pies and pastry. And they were all over. I've never seen so many. She was prolific. She was a prolific baker. I mean, today you don't see people baking like they did. You were well fed. From that point of view, I think you were well fed.
I think that's why I still love curd tart. Because she used to make them.
Yes. Yeah. But she always... She was really, really... And she enjoyed a social life, did your mum, didn't she? She liked going to... I know that she liked WI. And participating in things like that.
Over 55s.
Over 55s.
Doing shopping for half the village. When she would say, I'm older than half of them I'm shopping for.
I know. She had her garden used to be full of Lily of the Valley. And whenever they came out, was it April, May? Beginning of April?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Quite early on in the year. Mm. I always used to walk past them. And she says, I'll get you a clump and you can have it in your garden. And I never, ever got a clump of those Lily of the Valley.
Oh, dear.
And it was too late because the house was eventually knocked down to be replaced by that small housing estate.
Sadly, that had to be done because I needed money to pay for the care.
Yeah,
which exactly. upset a lot of people in the village.
I know, but you see...
My mum comes first.
Yes, exactly. I've got Lily of the Valley, and whenever I see them, they always remind me of your mum.
Well, I had a go this year growing sweet peas, because that was mum's favourite.
Was it really?
And Michelle had them in her wedding bouquet.
You used to have them in the back garden growing up a thing, didn't you?
There was canes.
Because you've got a huge garden at the back.
0.9 of an acre.
Really?
I know that from when it was sold.
All right. But what did your dad have a veg plot as well as...
A big veg, yeah. As you went down the garden, there was an orchard first with the gooseberry bushes, apples, pears, and then it went into a big vegetable garden.
Yeah, right.
Which was that big. In later years, it was too much for him, so he had some. And Reg France.
Yeah.
There was a path went through the middle of the vegetable garden. Reg France had the smaller bit on the right-hand side, and my dad had the bigger bit.
Yeah. No wonder your mum was able to bake pies.
She had especially all of apple those ones.
Fruits. Yes.
And gooseberries.
Yes.
And rhubarb.
What on the photographs that you've got of the Anson family, what do you know about them?
Pretty much nothing. Except Grandma, Hilda Anson, lived in the pub at Kaywood,
right.
The Bay Horse, which isn't there anymore,
yeah.
Which is where my dad, George, was born.
Right.
They were all born in there.
All right.
But it was just pure chance when they had the do-on at the Abbey a few weeks ago.
Yes.
We walked in and there was all this about the Ansons.
All right.
So that was where I met Celia.
Yes, and me.
And there was another lady there.
I can't think who that was. No. But the Anson family has got a lot of branches.
Mm.
And we are researching that. So whatever you've got, we'll be happy to look at and take, copy, scan it, and then give you them back. Is that okay?
Oh, no, it's Michelle. You've got to get them off.
Oh, that's all right.
But no, we have got a few. I know we've definitely got Theopolis Gibson Anson.
I will have that one, please.
Because he's a big fella.
I am thrilled to bits about that. When you were at youth club, where did you have a youth club?
In the old school.
Oh, right.
It was in the school.
And who did that?
Jack England when I was there.
Right. Anybody, he just did it on his own? And when was that?
On his own. I believe it was something like Tuesdays and Friday nights.
Right. So that would be
for a couple of hours.
Probably early 70s.
We had to be teenagers to start it, so 13, so it would be 68.
Right.
That I could start going.
All right. Yeah. So what did you actually do? I mean...
Play music, eat crisps, drink pop, sit and talk. If it was nice, played football or cricket outside.
I can't believe you played cricket outside. Where did we smash a few windows?
No, but we had a competition to see, playing in the schoolyard, who could hit the ball over, actually playing cricket properly, not just throwing it in the air and hitting it, to try and hit one over the church roof.
All right.
I did it eventually, but I was beaten. George Dixon did it first.
Oh, well, he went on to... He enjoyed his cricket, did George?
Well, I played with George at Hillam.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And then he left and went to play... I think he played at Carlton.
Yeah.
But I think he lives there, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
So, I was talking to him the other day.
Yeah. So who went to youth club? Just the same people that were at school?
Same people that were at school.
It was just a village youth club. It wasn't. Yeah. You didn't import?
No. People. We were all village lads and lasses. Gillian Norton.
Yeah.
Yvonne Watson. Susie Abel. Actually, they were imported from Gateford.
Yes.
And the Mitchell, Stephen, David.
Yeah. Right.
Timothy Daltrey was from Hambleton. I don't know what ever happened to him.
No. People come and go, don't they? Mm. In today's society, they come and go and you lose sight of them. Yeah. You know, move on.
But the important ones are still there.
Yes, definitely. What did you do when you actually left school? What did you do for work?
I left school at the end of July, but because my birthday wasn't until the middle of August, I couldn't start working because I was 14.
But you were working at Listers.
Working at Listers, but I went and started, I was a painter and decorator from being 15.
Right.
Working at Walker and Howcroft's.
Oh, right. Was Jeff there?
Jeff was there. Right. And another old Hambleton guy was there, old Ken White.
Oh, of course.
And I was Ken's apprentice for a few years.
Right.
And if it didn't get done right, you got a smack at back at head and had to do it again.
Yeah. So did you continue all your life?
Yes, I'm still doing it.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you work for a company or do you do...
No, I worked for Walker and Howcroft's up until 1994 when they packed in.
Yeah.
And I went self-employed because one of the builders says, well, our houses still need doing.
Yes.
Better the devil, you know.
Right.
So I went self-employed. Right. And I've been self-employed since 1994 and never had to advertise.
Well, no. No.
Word of mouth.
Exactly, and that's the best recommendation.
The only thing that is advertising at a pinch would be I'm on Yell.com.
All right.
And that's it.
Right, so if I need some decorating, I might
Yes.
Come.
I was taught right. Do it proper.
I remember Jeff coming to this house and finding three strips of paper on one bedroom wall when we moved in. A row after each strip had gone on. And we put the tools down and said, I'll get Jeff in. it took him two weekends. Well, and he'd done two downstairs rooms and two upstairs rooms and the stairs.
Well, I'm the decorator, but any papering in our house, Michelle does it.
Right.
Because her granddad used to be a decorator for the Queen.
Oh, really?
He had the royal
the
seal.
The seal of approval. Mm. Right. Very good.
So it must have gone into her, because she loves it, and she's damn good at papering. So I'll let her do it.
Oh, good. Right, well, thank you very much for your time. Okay?
Can I drink my tea now?
You can.